If you want the future,
you must fight for it.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
Well, we had a tragic event happen yesterday, a mass shooting in a church. President Trump is on his trip right now, his Asian trip. Here was President Trump's response to the event.
Your question, which is really the first part of your question, I think that mental health is your problem here. This was based on preliminary reports, a very deranged individual, a lot of problems over a long period of time. We have a lot of mental health problems in our country, as do other countries. But this isn't a guns situation. I mean, we could go into it, but it's a little bit soon to go into it. But fortunately, somebody else had a gun that was shooting in the opposite direction. Otherwise, it would have been as bad as it was. It would have been much worse. But this is a mental health problem at the highest level. It's a very, very sad event. These are great people and a very, very sad event. But that's the way I view it.
Very refreshing to hear that from the president right after the event. And it turns out he was exactly right. And here is the account from the good guy with a gun that saved the day.
Community to help put a stop to it. With me here right now is Johnny Langendorf. He was driving past the church when he saw the shooting. And Johnny, can you tell me what happened next?
I pulled up to the intersection where the shooting happened, and I saw two men exchanging gunfire, the other being a citizen of the community. And the shooter of the church had taken off, fled in his vehicle, and the other gentleman came and he said we needed to pursue him, that he just shot up the church. And so that's what I did. I just acted and got him off the road. And
okay.
All right, Johnny, it sounds like we may be having a little bit of a technical difficulty. I'm going to try to switch mics here. All right, Johnny, so could you tell me again, you said that you heard you saw the two men exchanging gunfire, correct. And then one of the men, someone you recognize, jumped in the car?
No, I didn't know him at all. I didn't recognize him. He was a member of the community. And whenever he came to my vehicle in distress and with his weapon, he explained very quickly what happened, and he got in the truck, and I knew that it was just time to...
It was time to go.
Yes, sir.
All right, so tell me about that. Tell me about following this guy. Was it high speed? Was he driving normally all over the place? What was it like?
No, sir. He got a little bit of a jump on us, and so we were doing about 95 down 539, going around traffic and everything. And eventually, he came to kind of a slowdown, and after that, we got within just a few feet of him, and then he got off the road.
How did that happen? Did you guys bump him, or did he lose control
by
himself?
He just lost control, and then that's whenever I put the vehicle in park, because I was still on the phone with dispatch, and the other gentleman jumped out and had his rifle drawn on him, and he didn't move after that.
Okay, so I understand you guys called police as you were chasing him.
Yes.
Now, did you lead them to that point? Did they meet you there? Or
no, we led them to there. He was headed northbound on 539, and everybody else was headed to the church. All the officers were responding to the church.
So how long before police arrived at that scene?
From the time we actually stopped, it was about 5 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes.
And so the neighbor just kept his gun trained on him for that long?
Yes, sir.
All right. Was the man moving? Was he injured?
No, I don't know. We didn't get close enough. We
as asked a gin infused with cucumber, Hendrix is creeped.
So what next? What happened once the police arrived?
Just the police arrived and they pushed us back, and then they took care of the rest. I didn't see anything after that.
All right, Johnny. What was going through your mind during this chase? I mean, you're chasing a shooter. You've heard he's just shot up a church in your hometown. What's going through your mind?
Try and get him. To get him apprehended or whatever needed to happen. I mean, it was strictly just acting on what the right thing to do was.
Thank you very much, Johnny Langendorf. Again, this is Johnny Langendorf. He pursued after the shooter.
As President Trump said, thank God there was a good guy with a gun shooting back. Otherwise, it could have been worse.
Speed, I drive. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Is the War Room.
Welcome into the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We've got a loaded show for you with guests today. We are joined in studio now with Millie Weaver. We've got Diego Luazao, who you may know as Kid Gadsden. Probably butchered his real name, so we'll just refer to him as Kid Gadsden. He had a viral video of him confronting a leftist teacher. Can't wait to ask him about that experience. He's with us at 3:30. Roger Stone will be hosting in the 4 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock central, that is, the second hour of the broadcast. And then in the third hour, Leanne McAdoo will join us in studio, and we will be talking to Pastor Mark Collins, the senior at Pastor Yorktown Baptist Church in Texas, very familiar with the scene and what happened yesterday in Sutherland Springs. Well, you just heard from President Trump in the first segment blaming mental health and not guns for this problem. I think he is 100% right. We are getting more news now how there was a domestic dispute involved with the family of his wife with the church. And I'm waiting to hear whether or not this man was on pharmaceutical pills or not. I'm yet to hear anything about that. But Millie, you were on the scene yesterday. And you saw kind of the first reaction to some of this, and you were there for the prayer vigil as well. What was it like just being down there?
Well, of course, the mood was very gloom, very sad, very depressing, as it would be following a massacre of this level. But the first thing that really stuck out to me was this is such a small town. It is so rural. In fact, this shooting actually took out 4% of this town's population. That is how small of a town it is. It's not the place that you would think that something like this would happen. That's really what stuck out to me. But overall, people were all coming together. They were crying. They were praying. This did happen at a Baptist church, so a lot of the friends and family were very religious themselves. And it turns out that this shooter was actually an atheist. And so could this in fact be a hate crime against Christians, or is this more linked to a domestic dispute because his in-laws and wife apparently attended that church?
Well, we've seen the response from, well, the typical response from the liberal leftist media as well as some of the Democrats and liberals on Twitter. I'll read a couple examples here. Joy Reid says the NRA is soaked and bathed in blood. How do its adherents sleep at night? My guess is the odds in this situation, I don't know, but my guess is the hero was a member of the NRA, not the actual shooter. I don't know for a fact, though, that the member was the NRA, but the NRA does not have any blood on its hands for this at all. That's total fake news.
Exactly. In fact, the NRA has never had a member engage in a terrorist attack of this level at all on record. And so, this guy had a track record. He had a track record of violence. He had already been tried for domestic abuse, having assaulted his wife, his previous wife, and their child. He actually pled guilty and admitted to intentionally fracturing the child's skull at the time. So this guy obviously had to have some kind of mental health problems. Anyone that's going to do that to a kid, they've got mental health problems in my book. And
yeah.
I mean, this is just what we're seeing, the level of mental illness. This isn't a gun issue, and you already know this, Owen. It's not a gun issue. It's an issue of people being morally deranged and sick. That's really what it's about.
Yeah, truly mentally deranged, and you could obviously see that there was some sort of bad blood there with his current wife and her family, as well as the mother-in-law was receiving threatening texts from him. Elizabeth Warren tweets out, "Thoughts and prayers are not enough. GOP, we must end this violence. We must stop these tragedies. People are dying while you wait." So again, now Elizabeth Warren jumping to blame conservatives when it looks like if this individual had any political leanings, they were leftist, religious leanings, obviously atheist. So not things you really actually associate with the political right.
Exactly. This is obviously somebody who veered more left, somebody being an atheist. People were saying that he was liking like anti-Trump or atheist type posts or anarchist type posts. And so this isn't somebody that fits a Trump supporting conservative. Although this was a conservative town, this is the hometown of his wife. His wife's name was Danielle Lee Shields, who apparently it's his second wife. They married in 2014 through 2017. And apparently it's the wife and her family members that were members of the First Baptist Church. And that's why many are speculating that this man actually targeted his in-laws who frequent the church. And that's likely because his mother-in-law has apparently said that she received threatening text messages from him the morning of the shooting. So that could be what we're seeing, but why else would he just go and shoot up a church? If he wanted to just simply only target his mother-in-law, why not actually just go target the mother-in-law? So why shoot up an entire church?
It was a religious thing too, is what you're thinking.
Well, of course, because if you're just going to target your mother-in-law, you're going to go target her family. You're not going to go shoot up a church. And with him being an atheist and his friends complaining and having to unfriend him on social media because he's constantly posting anti-Christian posts saying Christians are dumb and stupid and hating on Christians, then this guy obviously had a hatred. And we could see a hate crime. I mean, it's probably unlikely, but we could see an actual hate crime.
Well, it'd be interesting. Hate crime laws weren't exactly written to protect Christians or white people, but we'll see with that. I'm personally anti-hate crime laws myself, but it is interesting how the double standard exists there. Here was another, I've never heard of this Will Westcott person, but he tweeted out, "Liberals aren't Islamic liberals after Islamic terrorism, play for Paris, London, Orlando, etc. Liberals after church massacre, F your prayers, ban guns." This, I thought exactly this after I got off the air yesterday. Imagine if this individual had shot up a mosque. The media would be in an uproar. This was obviously an attack on Muslims. This is obviously the Islamophobic right. This is unbelievable. Clearly an attack on religion, but you're not hearing that about Christians. And then also in the aftermath of the New York terror attack where the man shouted Allahu Akbar and ran people over in the street, you saw liberal media putting out stories saying, we're in fear about the Muslim backlash. We feel bad for all the Muslims because of the backlash that's going to happen for that. Yet, none of that about white males. They're not saying today, oh, I feel bad for all the white males out there that are going to now be victimized because of this white male. Or I feel bad for the gun owners of America because the media will attack them. No, you're not seeing those reports.
Never. You would never hear that. They're not going to attack the Muslims, or they're not going to attack that in the same way that they would attack white men. You know, the first thing you see after this tragedy, white male, it's a white male, white male. And they're just plasterizing that everywhere. But then they want to criticize when we point out the fact that a large percentage of these terrorist attacks are actually brought on by Islamic extremists, not even mentioning a race of a person, but just Islamic extremism, not even saying Islam in general, just the extreme factions of Islam. And that, for them, they just get so triggered, they can't handle that. It's so hateful to them to even just say that. But, you know, so many things here are kind of left in the dark. For example, apparently Devin Kelly, the shooter, purchased a firearm at a regular store in San Antonio, Texas. That's where he got the Ruger AR-556 rifle. And the question here is, how did he get that? Because he should have failed a background background check, considering his previous criminal record, having been dishonorably discharged, having been accused of and convicted of assaulting his wife, a child. He should not have been able to purchase that firearm. In fact, he was actually denied by the state of Texas a license to carry permit. So why was he able to do that? That's one question we have when people are bringing up the gun control debate. Theoretically, our gun control laws should have prevented him.
Yeah, that's true. And the double standards, again, applied here by the left and the Democrats really stick out. For the people that complain about President Trump politicizing everything, they certainly are quick to politicize everything. We'll be right back with another segment. Millie Weaver in studio. We're covering the latest on the massacre in Texas.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. My fellow freedom lovers, Alex Jones here with a very important message. Secret 12, 40% off the best vitamin B12 out there from our research. Take it under the tongue. Simply amazing. That sale is continuing. Supermel Vitality for stamina, libido, energy, that's 30% off. That's continuing. And the other really, really good news is that, yes, we're having to end the sale of 50% off on Anthroplex, but DNA Force, after almost 4 months out of stock, is back in stock. 25% off our flagship product. Also, Biome Defense, the great probiotic, that is 25% off as well. So a lot of things are selling out, but a lot of things are still at record sales. Like Silver Bullet, super high quality colloidal silver is still 50% off. And there's other sales that are still going, but they're all about to end. Whether it's DNA Force or whether it's Silver Bullet, it's all available right now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
If a good guy with a gun was ultimately the hero that stopped the bad guy with the gun, the Democrats are quick to blame the good guy with the gun for this attack, even though, again, it was the good guy with a gun that was a hero. Millie, you said even former President Barack Obama had been tweeting about this basically being the gun's fault and gun owners' fault.
Yeah, it was pretty disgusting. When I first read Obama tweeting about, you know, this massacre, it's the usual, my prayers and condolences, this was a horrific tragedy. And then, I don't remember it verbatim, I want the crew to pull it up, but the text then says, let me see, we grieve with all the families in Sutherland Springs harmed by this act of hatred and will stand with the survivors as they recover. There should be another one that he tweeted out where he's talking about praying for the wisdom to take the steps in the right. There we go. May God also grant all of us the wisdom to ask what concrete steps we can take to reduce the violence and weaponry in our midst. So I found that really condescending. I found that like, oh, let's pray that God will give us the wisdom to think democratically and decide to have more gun laws and restrictions. So that was pretty repugnant.
The irony of that is actually there were men that prayed for that exact reason. It happened over 300 years ago, and they wrote the Second Amendment, Barack. Yeah. So that's actually how that works, because, again, as soon as he walked in there and they said that they have the tape, they do have the tape. This congregation films all of their Sunday congregations, so they do actually have a tape.
Wow.
Of this entire event. Pretty sickening to think somebody had to it's watch horrible. That. But you know as soon as he went into that room that all the people in there felt helpless and wished that they had a firearm, wished that they were executing their Second Amendment right that day. So it's really sad that, of course, we know that they know the truth, but it's really sad that they go out there and they put out their propaganda to take advantage of people that might be weak-minded in this situation and then use that to their political agenda, which is to take the guns. It's really pathetic.
You know, I don't really think they're going to be they're not going to get anything out of this. The Democrats have been doing this after every single tragedy. They just use it. They hijack it for their own political means, and they try to roll with, oh, see, this is why we need more gun regulation, and it's just not going to happen. Now, I wanted to touch a little bit on, speaking of Obama, Obama has actually been campaigning for Democrat Ralph Northam against Ed Gillespie. Now, this is interesting because they are running right now in Virginia for the governor's seat, and you actually have Obama for the first time out campaigning. He actually spoke at one of the rallies, and the last person he spoke for and campaigned for was Hillary Clinton.
I'm pretty sure Michelle Obama said that exact same thing. Campaigning for Hillary Clinton, our democracy is at stake. I remember someone said that on the campaign trail for Hillary.
Yeah, so by the fact that Obama is so hard pushing and endorsing this Democratic governor or governor-to-be, he's running for governor, that would say to me that if I lived in Virginia, I would definitely want to go out and start campaigning or helping to push Ed Gillespie. Now, we know that Ed Gillespie, he was the one that was targeted in that ad campaign where they had the truck with the Don't Tread on Me flag, license plate, and on the back had the Gillespie sticker, and that truck was chasing some Hispanic and Muslim girl, and this was all just an advertisement. It's fictional. But the irony is we're seeing people targeting Christians more than ever. We saw people targeting the Las Vegas shooting, which was at a conservative type country concert, and now we're seeing Christian churches being shot up. So
how about Rand Paul?
I mean, adding up with
Rand Paul gets attacked by his leftist neighbor and has broken ribs now.
Yeah, and the leftist neighbor is getting off so light.
James Hodgkinson goes out and tries to shoot a bunch of Republicans playing softball.
Exactly. We are seeing more than ever leftists lashing out and attacking conservatives.
Yeah, how about all the Antifa violence every time a conservative has a speaking event? I mean, it's out of control. And I think that we were talking about this a little bit off the air. There's a couple reasons why I think the Democrats are going after Ed so hard in this Virginia race for governor. One, they had a swamp rat, Terry McAuliffe, ingrained there previously. Virginia's right next to the District of Criminals, D.C. They like to have a governor in their back pocket there. And you were saying, too, which is accurate as well, they're so desperate for victory right now. They haven't had a political victory to speak of in a long, long time. They just keep losing and losing, and they want something to celebrate. They need this victory. And if this is a governor seat that can go from blue to red in a very blue district in a political race that the Democrats threw everything, including the kitchen sink, at the conservative candidate, the Republican candidate, and still lost, I mean, that's like put another etch into the tombstone of the Democrat
Party. It might actually force the Democrats, the people voting Democrat, the people who call themselves liberals, to start rethinking that they're not in the right, that they don't have the moral high ground, that what they're doing is not the right thing to do. Demonizing America, demonizing the Second Amendment, demonizing the First Amendment, saying you want to throw it out and in all of this in the name of hate speech, they're going to have to start questioning their own line of thinking. That's why you see these Democrat politicians so nervous. This is such a big deal.
Look at
for
that.
Them. Yeah, they're
this
nervous.
This is your typical blue state, folks. All the blue is concentrated in the most populous areas. Typical.
And the majority of the rest of the state is red.
Yeah.
It's red. So the likelihood that this could flip for Ed Gillespie is very high. So.
Well, here's the thing. This is a result from the presidential election that they were just showing. So we'll see if the governor race ends up being similar. But I think that everything is going to backfire. The ad that they ran against Gillespie is going to backfire. The fact that they had Obama campaigning against Gillespie is going to backfire. They don't understand. They think that they still have the magic touch. They still think that everything they touch is gold, is going to be a success. People still like them. They're not understanding. I don't know if Gillespie can, I mean, seriously, if Gillespie wins this, that is a huge victory. I don't think many people probably expected.
Well, it will actually be a good litmus test for how fed up Americans are with career politicians and with the Democratic Party and all the corruptions we're seeing with Donna Brazile coming out saying she's afraid for her life, the corruptions with how Bernie Sanders had the nomination stolen from him. But real quick, Trump tweeted out, Ralph Northam is fighting for violent MS-13 killer gangs in sanctuary cities. Vote Ed Gillespie. So basically, we need people to go out there and support Ed Gillespie, because if they don't, they're going to get this guy that pushes sanctuary cities. And
get this, there are no sanctuary cities in Virginia. So this is the typical Democrat candidate that isn't even relevant to his district, isn't even relevant to his state. There are no sanctuary cities in Virginia. Why does he care about sanctuary cities? That just shows you where his head is at, Millie. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Owen.
On the other side, we'll be joined by Kid Gadsden, viral video taking on a leftist teacher. You don't want to miss this.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
A white man,
oh my God,
who is a terrorist. There is domestic terrorism.
Yes, obviously.
The KKK.
No one denies that. No one denies that.
Because all of these,
no one denies that. Yeah, but they have a political aim. The Vegas shooter had, as far as we know, no political aim. Terrorism. The unlawful use of violence. The unlawful use of violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. The Vegas shooter, as far as we know, unless something comes out. What do you mean you're not smarter than the dictionary?
Yes, I am. I bet you I am. Terrorism. Yeah, you know you're a highly intelligent woman. Yes. Yes.
You're smarter than Merriam-Webster. You're smarter than Merriam-Webster dictionary. You're smarter than Merriam-Webster.
Whoa. Agenda? That could be any way. Think about it.
Whoa. All right, you just saw Kid Gadsden taking on his liberal teacher there. I've got a ton of questions for Kid Gadsden. He joins us now. Wow, okay, I'm not even sure where to begin. Let's just start with what made you think? Were you just thinking on your feet here when the teacher started engaging you in a political debate and you just started recording, or what made you want to record this conversation?
Well, first off, it's an honor to be on here. I'm a huge fan, Owen. And what sort of made me start recording was was when it started, I thought to myself, okay, this might actually turn into something big. This might be a gold nugget right here.
So your troll senses were tingling.
I guess, yeah. Yeah. And so I pulled out my phone. Where is it? Oh, there it is. I have an old Moto Max because I broke my old one. And I pulled out my phone, I flicked on the camera, and I gave it to my friend who was sitting next to me, and he was on recording. I put him in the description, by the way, great guy. And so I flipped it on, he started recording, and then that's sort of when the video started and we see everything. I got about 90% of the debate in.
And on your channel alone, it's got over 400,000 views. What grade, what class is this?
This was a creative writing class. This was first period, and it was I'm in 12th grade. I graduate this year, hopefully.
Okay, so this is a senior creative writing class, and does your teacher normally espouse liberal politics in class?
No, I was surprised. I've had other teachers do it. I have two other teachers who talk about them, but they're normally very, very unbiased about it, or at the very least, like they don't do what she did. You know, like I have one teacher who's liberal, but she's like, you know, if you agree with me, okay. If you don't agree with me, okay. You know. So it's nothing on that level. Exactly, yeah.
Not one that believes that they know more than the dictionary.
Yeah, I can't believe she said that.
That was your moment of gold, you know. That was the gold right there. You got the gold.
Yeah. When I heard that, it was just like, you ever see those funny boxing videos where like they're doing a little thing where they go like that, and then and I sometimes like I'll hit it too hard and it'll bounce back in their face. I felt like I just gotten hit with one of those.
I know the feeling. One time, one Abe Skrillex tried to tell me that Mao Zedong was a capitalist. So I really know the feeling that you're dealing with. Now, after she said that though, after she said she was smarter than the dictionary and you were recovering from the liberal nonsense that you just had to endure, people started clapping. Were they clapping for you or were they clapping for the teacher?
No, they were clapping for her. They were clapping.
Oh no.
I know.
Oh my gosh. That's brutal, man.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I really couldn't believe it. And I'm like, okay, you know, maybe she just slipped up or whatever. Maybe, you know, just a heat of the moment thing, right? Heat of the moment thing, right? And so that's when I asked her again and again and, you know, to make sure it wasn't just that. And no. She really thought she was smarter than an inanimate object written by people whose IQ digits are at least twice as high as hers, you know?
So you were really pretty much taking on the entire audience there. I guess maybe your friend and you share the same politics, but it's, so you're telling me the whole class and the teacher, they all thought you're crazy on this one.
Yeah, basically. Even kids from other class, because they were told at the end of class, so, you know, there were kids from the next period starting to come in. Even they were clapping, you know, a few kids weren't. But yeah,
and so you gathered quite the audience for this, didn't you?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. No one really,
I would imagine so. I would imagine it's pretty rare because sometimes we've seen it at the universities. Well, we see it at the universities a lot where the professors will espouse liberal nonsense from their platform, but I haven't seen it too much in a high school video, but even more so, the student actually willing to fight back, to engage back, to have discourse with them, and then get them to make outrageous statements like they're smarter than the dictionary. So you might be breaking new ground here, Kid Gadsden.
Thank you, Owen. It still surprises me that it happened. It's still like, but sometimes I look back and I'm thinking like, was that a dream? Was that really? And then I see the videos, I'm like, oh wait, no, it wasn't.
What of your fellow students who obviously think you're crazy because of your politics, are they aware that this video has gone viral and that the stuff that you exposed here is actually stuff that people are kind of getting sick of from these teachers?
A mix of both, actually. A close friend of mine was critical in the beginning because she was afraid that the teacher would be exposed and that she would get like, you know, hate mail and death threats, whatever. But after I told her that I didn't expose any identity, she was like, okay, and she calmed down a bit. My friend who recorded it, he's laughing with me. He loves every second of it, and the school's probably going to come after him for holding that phone and recording or whatever. Other than that, I have a few friends who graduated. They're mostly like, they're congratulating me. They're saying like, you know, I did what was necessary. I showed, you know, I showed the liberal indoctrination, you know, essentially whistleblowing, but not on like Edward Snow kind of thing.
I gotta tell you, I get a lot of people from high schools that send me stuff that they either see on tests or they'll have, oh, my professor talked about this in class, and they'll send it to me. But as I said, I've never heard of one actually engaging, and I've always told them, engage with these people, have a conversation, see if they're willing to have a conversation, see if they're willing to back up the things that they're putting out there in emails, etc. And, well, you did just that. You had the wherewithal about you to record it, and now we have this gold and a teacher that thinks she's smarter than the dictionary. She will never live that down.
No, she wasn't. I was, I'm sitting at home and I'm texting my friend. He's like, dude, you're going viral. And I'm like, I know, you know, what's like going on in the school? 'Cause I'm not there. And he's like, she's been awfully quiet ever since it happened. So that was kind of funny. Yeah.
So have you had class with her? You've had class with her since though, right?
Yeah, 'cause it happened on a Thursday and I went, and my last day in school was Friday. So yeah.
How are things? Are they tense? Are they tense in the classroom now?
No, it was just normal when I walked in. I haven't really been there since, I mean, today's Monday, but, I know I'm on a bit of suspension, but I've been suspended by the school, but not for the video, although I know I will face repercussions for that. But not on the account of challenging a teacher, more on the account of I recorded without permission, you know, using a phone in class. Because they're very strict about that, you know. But honestly, so I don't mind.
You're basically the out of control conservative guy in high school, and they got to do something about you, basically. They might have to separate you. You know, that teacher needs her safe space.
Oh, I hate that stuff. When they say safe spaces, it just so much reminds me of segregation. POC, just a reverse version of colored people. It just irks.
Well, and in the video description, you actually say that the beginning of this conversation was because she was shocked that you would support Trump because of your Latino heritage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's kind of what spurred the entire thing to go where it went.
Yeah, surprisingly. And then when she referred to me as a, you know, oh, you're a white supremacist, you're an agent of white supremacy, she was essentially speaking, referring to me as a race traitor because, you know, if I'm saying one race is better than the other.
All right, hold it right there. We'll be right back. We got to take a break. Kid Gadsden breaking new ground on liberal indoctrination.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
My fellow freedom lovers, Alex Jones here with a very important message. Secret 12, 40% off the best vitamin B12 out there from our research. Take it under the tongue. Simply amazing. That sale is continuing. Supermel Vitality for stamina, libido, energy. That's 30% off. That's continuing. And the other really, really good news is that, yes, we're having to end the sale of 50% off on Anthroplex, but DNA Force, after almost 4 months out of stock, is back in stock. 25% off our flagship product. Also, Biome Defense, the great probiotic, that is 25% off as well. So a lot of things are selling out, but a lot of things are still at record sales. Like Silver Bullet, super high quality colloidal silver, is still 50% off. And there's other sales that are still going, but they're all about to end. Whether it's DNA Force, or whether it's Silver Bullet, it's all available right now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Troyer. Our guest is Kid Gadsden. He just had a video go viral where he challenged a teacher on her politics, got her to embarrass herself by saying she's smarter than the dictionary, and now finds himself with us in the War Room. Now, you wanted to get into the It's Okay to Be White campaign that got launched by, some 4chan and some Reddit forums. And then we saw the response from some of the tolerant liberals on these campuses, just showing how tolerant they really are. They can't even tolerate an It's Okay to Be White sticker. So what are your thoughts on this?
I honestly completely agree with the movement. It's all it's really saying is it's okay to be white. And in an age where we're basically blaming white people for a lot of things, we're blaming them for slavery, despite the fact that the blacks and Arabs within, you know, African and Middle East owned way more amounts of slaves. We're blaming them for the Vegas shooting, but when someone who yells Allah Akbar and blows themselves up, they say don't blame everyone else, even though nobody's really blaming them all, you know. It just really, really, really shows their true colors. Like, it just really does. I mean, look, I have one here, you know, we've been putting them up all over, like, New York City when we were there on November 4th, and there's nothing wrong with this. This is not racist at all. There's no swastika on it. There's no, you know.
Well, the funny thing is they're so small-minded that they don't even understand the entire purpose of this campaign was to get them to react. That's the entire point of it, is to put on the display that, hey, look, these people are so deranged and so racist. Honestly, if you want to start throwing the word racist around, these people are so racist that all we have to do is put up a sign that says it's okay to be white and they'll be offended. And then they did exactly that, proving exactly what the purpose of the campaign was. So that's the sad part about it too, is not only that they are so, you know, brainwashed into this cult of hating white heritage or hating the history of the United States, they're so small-minded that they play right. It's like a mouse just walking right into a mousetrap with cheese on it. They aren't even smarter than a mouse to realize that once they grab that cheese, the trap is going to snap on them.
Exactly. It's not, it's not even a mouse trap. It's more of like the old cartoons where you have like the box being held up by a stick with a string. But around that box is like 30,000 neon signs saying it's a trap, and Admiral Ackbar is there yelling it's a trap, and they still dove right for it. And it just boggles my mind how they think that if it's white plus anything positive somehow equates to neo-Nazism, somehow equates to white supremacy. And it just shows what kind of state we're in, honestly. You know, it shows a lot.
And do you think, based on what you've seen with your professors at school, that they pretty much all buy into this and indoctrinate their classrooms with this?
I don't think all, but I do think a scary amount do. You know, I have some teachers who don't, who just want to remain apolitical, and then I have others like her, and I have ones in the middle. So I know it is a scary amount, though, and that is a sad thing. And, you know, there's a lot of contributing factors to this. You know, for example, one of the main things that caused this is, of course, back when they were growing up, you know, they were growing up like, how can I say it? They were growing up where it was cool to, you know, smoke pot. It was cool to be gay or whatever, because back then those things were seen as like highly societal taboos. And then nowadays it's like you walk down the street, you see two gay guys kissing, smoking, hitting a bong. Justice points have been won, you know, gay rights, trans rights, etc. Now that they've all been won, what now? And they're basically just scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
Yeah, actually, there's a little cartoon, a little comic here, I think, that puts into pictures exactly what you said. Guys, if you want to dot cam me this, I know that Harrison knows where this thing is on Twitter, too. This is the anti-future comic. So you've got the start of the comic is World War II with the American soldier saying, "Die, Nazi," and then he punches the Nazi out, and then they're celebrating their victory. And they say, "We did it. This awful war is finally over." And the other soldier says, "But what happens now? What about the future?" And his soldier buddy responds, "The future is whatever we make it." And then we flash forward to the future, and it's a member of Antifa saying, "Die, Nazi," and then punching that very soldier that fought the Nazis in the face. That's pretty much the full circle that we've come here. And I think that that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I saw that on my feed a couple days ago, and it's a shock. And you know what the worst part is? And I know people personally to me who do this. They compare the soldiers of World War II to Antifa. Every time I hear that, it's like a hole being drilled into my brain. I swear to God, I can't believe people do that. Comparing actual people who were my age, because there are people who, you know, forged their age to go fight in World War II.
Who fought the Nazis. Like,
exactly, who charged D-Day, who withstood Banzai attacks from the Japanese, who survived, you know, the POW camps, all these people, and now they're comparing them to whiny far left wing idiots who don't
unicorns.
Even understand unicorns, exactly, who think that their version of communism works as long as everyone subjects themselves to it and doesn't question authority in any sort of way. And it's, oh God, it's painful to watch that.
Well, I feel your frustration, buddy. I feel your frustration, and it sounds to me like you're in a liberal stranglehold there, and most of your classmates probably don't like your politics. But I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do.
All right.
You know, because here's something, you know what? I bet the ladies secretly like you, especially because you're a man, you put it all out there. And so here's what we're going to do. Everyone's going to be jealous because your video went viral, and they're going to want to know how you got the teacher to say the dumbest thing they've ever heard anyone say, that she's smarter than a dictionary. They want to know how you're so smart. So what we're going to do is I'm going to have my producer here get or actually I'm in touch. You can just send me your address. I'm going to send you a bunch of bumper stickers. And so when all your friends are wondering, how did you get so smart? You can hand them a little bumper sticker with the Infowars.com on there, and you can start to maybe point them in the right direction and let them know that there's still hope for them.
I think if I do that, knowing my time, I'm going to have a lot more videos to upload, I swear to God.
Well, there you go. That'll be your next video. Walk around your school handing out Infowars.com stickers. Watch the principal suspend you for free speech. And then you've got another video, my friend. This is the InfoWar.
Oh, thank you so much, Owen. It's been an honor meeting you.
All right, that's Kid Gadsden. If you haven't seen his full video, check it out right now. Follow him on Twitter And apparently he says he's got more to come, folks, so big tease there. If it's as good as this last one was, that's YouTube gold. That's what we call it here at InfoWars. That's getting the gold. There goes Kid Gadsden. All right, folks, and it's all possible because you support us at InfoWarsStore.com. So what we do is we give you great products and we give you great specials. Some of the specials that are still running, I can't believe it. You heard Alex today, BrainForce Plus is still 50% off, but we're almost out. So I'm not sure when we're going to run out, but once we do, we won't have another supply of BrainForce until next year. So make sure you take advantage of this now. Now, if you have AutoShip, which is an additional 10% off, if you have AutoShip, not only do you get the 10% off, but we always hold back enough supply to fulfill your AutoShip at least a few orders out. So if you are ever worried about us running out of products, which we do sometimes when we have these big specials like 50% off BrainForce, then simply sign up for AutoShip, and that will ensure that even when we run out of these products, when we have these big runs on these big sales, that you're still insured to get your product. Silver Bullet is also on sale for 50% off. Take advantage of that special while it lasts. 40% off Secret 12 and Survival Shield X2. So all kinds of big specials running right now. And then you've got Super Male Vitality for 30% off. And check out our t-shirts. Check out our hats. All kinds of crazy products there. How about our air filters? How about our water filters? Live the InfoWars life. Go to that Antifa shirt. This is limited time shirt here, folks. You're going to want to get this shirt. Limited time, sticker to boot, anti-fascist, anti-communist, InfoWars t-shirt. It's the classic white t-shirt. You saw the InfoWar Dogs t-shirt commercial. This is the t-shirt that we're rocking in that commercial. You get your sticker as well. We are the real anti-communists. We are the real anti-fascists. So we just stole Antifa's logo, stole their slogan, and then made a bunch of money off of it because we're capitalists. So ha ha, that's just how InfoWars rolls. And then you get a great shirt that we feature all the time here at InfoWars. So take advantage. And then also, you can get an additional 10% off all of our Emmerich's Essentials, or excuse me, just the deodorant with no sweat. So 10% off with the coupon code no sweat Emmerich's Essentials deodorant. We'll be right back on the other side with Roger Stone.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/
A dismal 16%. That's the latest Gallup poll numbers regarding the approval rating of Congress. And it's been on the decline since 2002. Meanwhile, new numbers show the lowest unemployment since 2000 at 4.1%. But you wouldn't know it listening to the mainstream media or the crooked Democrats. After 15 years of corporatocratic wheeling and dealing and the uppercut punch of sweeping populism.
The way we work is that anybody who gets 15% more in election gets delegates. So this election will go all the way to California. Sanders will end up with well over 1,000 delegates, and Hillary will get the nomination.
So that what we're learning from Donna Brazile's book suggests that the campaign, that what the Democratic National Committee did, meant this election was rigged. I think it was. It's a pretty powerful charge.
Well, what we have to focus on now as Democrats is we recognize the process was rigged.
For likely ambitious reasons, Senator Elizabeth Warren made the statement as she sees a way to catapult off of Hillary's now unethical public takedown of Bernie Sanders' Democratic bid thanks to the revelations of former DNC chair Donna Brazile.
I did not work for the Hillary Clinton campaign. I was not only a daily strategy calls. I had nothing to do with their data analytics. I was the chair of the Democratic National Committee. I was concerned about the entire party, not just the president, but the senatorial, congressional, and all of the other
from the sound
campaigns.
Of it, it sounds like you had a pretty dysfunctional relationship with the high command in Hillary's campaign. You even talk about telling them at some point, I'm not Patsy the slave.
Yeah, I'm not Patsy the slave because I got sick and tired of people telling me how to spend money when all I was trying to do, I wasn't getting a salary. I was basically volunteering my time. And what I was trying to do, George, was to increase the level of enthusiasm and passion for Hillary Clinton and the rest of the ticket all across the country. But here's what they don't know. They don't know what it was like to be over at the DNC during this hacking. They don't know what it's like to bury a child. I did Seth Rich. They don't know what it's like to protect the staff from further harassment. They don't know what it's like because the high command of Brooklyn, the people who were making the decisions, even for the DNC, they didn't come and work with us. They told us to shut up and basically let them win the election. And when we tried to intervene, we had to spend money we raised to try to help them win. And that was my job as chair of the party.
I'm asking if you've read Donna Brazile's piece about the DNC that's in the Politico today. Any comment at all?
Well, hey, we're moving forward. We're building, you know, I've been asked that question a number of times since I started. And one of my goals here as the DNC chair is to make sure that the nominating process in for 2020 is a process that's totally fair and transparent for everybody. That's what we're fighting for. That's what we will do.
Congressman, while I have you, get to another topic. Very sort of shocking revelation from the former Democratic National Committee interim chair, Donna Brazile, who now says the Clinton campaign actually reached a formal deal before Donna Brazile arrived at the DNC to control the DNC long before Hillary Clinton was officially the nominee.
I know Donna Brazile. I think she's a brilliant thinker, and she's a former Hill staffer, and I'm always excited to hear what she has to say.
Tuesday, the Democrats will face the music in Virginia, New Jersey, Washington State, and Georgia, a dwindling party of crooks with nothing to offer the American people. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
My fellow freedom lovers, Alex Jones here with a very important message. Secret 12, 40% off the best vitamin B12 out there from our research. Take it under the tongue. Simply amazing. That sale is continuing. Supermel Vitality for stamina, libido, energy. That's 30% off. That's continuing. And the other really, really good news is that, yes, we're having to end the sale of 50% off on Anthroplex, but DNA Force, after almost 4 months out of stock, is back in stock. 25% off our flagship product. Also, Biome Defense, the great probiotic, that is 25% off as well. So a lot of things are selling out, but a lot of things are still at record sales. Like Silver Bullet, super high quality colloidal silver, is still 50% off. And there's other sales that are still going, but they're all about to end. Whether it's DNA Force, or whether it's Silver Bullet, it's all available right now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
This is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. Joining me in studio now is Leanne McAdoo. And I'm sure everybody by now has at least heard of the television series Stranger Things. I am not one that usually spends any time watching television series, and this one even drugged me into it. And then the story lands on my desk just before we go on air here. One of the stars of, well, I guess all this, some of the stars of the show are children. And now apparently you've heard of, you know, the sexiest this list. They got all these lists. Now apparently they're throwing one of the child stars, a 13-year-old girl, on these lists of why TV is sexy. I don't even...
Sexier than ever.
And then you were telling me about how they like basically just glammed this girl up before some award show or something?
Right. I mean, she's 13 years old and she just most recently came out to the... the opening night, the screening for when Stranger Things was supposed to air. And the image of her, she's in this leather dress with her hair, you know, her hair's grown out since the series, last year. And she looks like a 30-year-old woman. Look at her.
What the?
She's 13 years old. So that's where she goes. She's 12, I guess, in that first picture when it first.
So that's Stranger Things.
Now she's 13.
And then Stranger Things 2 is the one with the leather jacket, you're saying?
Right. Spend a little time in Hollywood and they want to sexualize you. She doesn't look 13.
On the right, it looks like, okay, normal girl, 13-year-old. And on the left, it's like, wait, what?
Yeah. And I mean, this is kind of what happens.
Yeah. She does not look 13.
No, this is how they sexualize these children and they make it seem like, oh, it's okay for you to fantasize about this 13-year-old girl. Look how hot she looks. She looks 30. She looks legal. And so this is why it's so hard to draw this distinction. You know, where you see people like, well, he was 18 and went after this 13-year-old girl, you know, but this is how these 13-year-old girls are looking.
And they get, you know, they get the young, I guess, children to buy into this somehow. You know,
you see kids these days, you're like, when I was 13, you know, I was out with like tennis shoes on.
See, that's why this is so hard for me to understand, Leanne. And I mean, when I was 13, literally, I was like running around, getting dirty, scraping my knees, you know,
riding
getting into
bike.
Trouble. Yeah, exactly. Like
roller skating, like playing make believe. I mean, I was not like you
playing with Legos, like yeah. Building forts in the woods and stuff like
exactly.
That. Like what are kids into these days?
They're into taking selfies. You know, I see them out there on the beach all the time, and it's all they can't even enjoy the beach. They're like trying to take pictures. You know, they're doing the sexy pose in the water and you're like, you're a child.
I think that you actually just hit on something here. I've theorized this for a while. The filters on Snapchat, whether purposely or unintentionally, the filters on Snapchat are going to make people see themselves and see the world differently. And you're already starting to see it. You have the filters on Snapchat where you can make yourself, you know, a dog or a horse or whatever it is. I don't know. You will never see me taking a picture of myself as a dog.
Or giraffe.
I promise you that.
A cute, sexy giraffe.
No, it doesn't matter how sexy the giraffe is. I'm not doing a filter with a little bunny nose or whatever.
Sorry, guys.
But you already have that. And so now what are you seeing? You're seeing people that literally want to go out on the streets. They call them furries dressed as unicorns. And I'm not trying to make the connection. I'm saying it's literally a mental state where they take this picture with the filter on Snapchat. And they look like a dog and they think, oh my gosh, I look so much better like this.
Yeah.
Or they take the picture of the filter that puts on the weird makeup and
or
it's
the
like,
bronies.
Yeah. Oh, I look so much better like this. I want to look like this all the time. It's
I
like,
identify.
That's not reality.
Right. And it's also not reality that 13-year-old girls are there for your hypersexualization.
That's messed up, man.
To be put on your super sexy list.
I can't even believe that.
And you would think like in the height of everything that's going on in Hollywood, they would want to avoid that at all costs, but yet.
You know what? I honestly can't even like comment on this. It's so disgusting. I don't even want to go into this realm of conversation because I feel dirty just going down this road. Just even thinking about it. I feel dirty even having this conversation. Honestly.
I know. Well, I mean, and that's the thing is they put this child out there like that. And then that almost helps to blur the line of where you can say, well, you know, she didn't look like a 13-year-old girl.
Who thinks
there
like
was
this?
Actually a teacher that used that as a defense when he was, charged with being in this relationship with one of his young, like 13, 14 year old kids. And that was the excuse he used, was that she didn't look like she had a 13 year old child's brain inside of the body. So this is what I mean about Hollywood, how they're basically normalizing the youth, and how that's what's so attractive. And then you see behind the curtain, all these perverts who are in charge. That's the reason why we are hypersexualizing the youth in this country. And this is, you know, they're immediately affecting the way our culture is headed.
Yeah. And think about, you know, you look at what happens to these kids when they grow up, when they've been treated like this, right? And they don't actually get to experience, you know, the real, you know, youthful, blissful innocence of being a child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading this. This is incredible. So according to a story from W Magazine, they're saying that Millie Bobby Brown, a 13-year-old girl, is featured in a lineup of 13 people that prove television has never been hotter and sexier. And it features a quote from Brown, the 13-year-old girl, in which she discusses how she was asked to change her appearance in order to play the role of 11 on Stranger Things. I'm wondering what exactly that entails, because obviously...
Getting her head shaved.
Yeah, okay, so that was about getting her head shaved. That's not about this, then. This is a totally different thing.
Well, this here, there's another story coming out. The Stranger Things creators pressured the child actress into an unscripted kiss. And so this was the other girl
Stories about this too, where underage girls get kissed by older guys and they're like, oh, I didn't know.
Oh gosh. I honestly, every time I think about it, it actually triggers me, because I read some stories about some things that actually happened to girls, who's Roman Polanski and things like that, where in order to make it more authentic, the rape scenes or whatever, they would,
who, by the way,
they would actually, something would actually, like, actually physically happening to them.
The directors to basically
get that
to make
natural
it real
reaction of these 14, 15 year old
girls. Like, hey, go abuse that girl. We're going to capture it on camera.
Exactly. And then
Roman Polanski.
And then they
gets
say,
little,
oh, we just,
you know,
wanted to get your authentic reaction. We're helping your acting. You know, it's okay. Everybody does this. This is
Alec Baldwin had a freak out on Twitter because people called him out for his relationship with Roman Polanski. He freaked out, hit a boiling point, and then erased his Twitter.
Well, you know why? Because I honestly think I was reading that series of tweets, and he was lashing out at everyone. And he's already kind of admitted to being abusive toward women. I've been known to bully women in the past. I think there's so much more to that story that people, it's like, you're basically now stoking a fire that's raging. It's kind of like burning here, and these embers, and now he's poking it.
What kind of freak, though?
You're gonna come after him.
I still can't even wrap my, what kind of freak thinks about putting a 13-year-old on a list? Everybody knows that lists get a bunch of clicks. Everybody loves the lists. So you make the lists. But then you put a 13-year-old girl on the list? I mean...
Well, this is what Nicole Kidman, actually, I was just reading an article when she was talking about she's on that list as well, because she's out and got a new TV show as well. But she was
an actual woman.
Stanley Kubrick was actually telling her that, because we know that he was really interested, obsessed really, with secret societies. And when she was in his movie, Eyes Wide Shut, which of course is all about that, he was talking to her about how pedophiles run the world. And these secret societies, they all have this kind of pedophilia problem. It's the thing that bonds them, and it's the sort of blackmail that they have on each other. Mm-hmm. So even if you try to get out of these elite groups, you can't, because they'll always take you back in with that blackmail. And that was something she just came out and said, that Kubrick told her that pedophiles run the world. That's why you're seeing stuff like this. That's why you see the directors thinking it's okay to pressure this actress into an unscripted kiss.
And let's recall too that the agent, I think his name is Finn something, one of the other actors, the child actors that's in Stranger Things, Finn Wolfhard, one of the other actors that's in Stranger Things, also an actor in the movie It, his agent, Tyler Grasham, I believe was the name, his agent just got fired by Wolfhard because of the allegations about his behavior towards young children. So,
well, that's the thing. There's actually someone who was convicted of being a child predator, and then he went on to work for a casting agency that casts kids.
And that's all in the documentary Open Secrets that is available for free right now on Vimeo. It's worth a watch.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense Super High Quality Probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first. Just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. I don't want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Apparently, there have been some strange posts on, was it Reddit or 4chan? On 4chan, that are a bit, I guess you could say, similar to what we heard the Texas shooter was wearing with the white skull on the cover. You know, also, before we get into that, because there's something I noticed about this. So you're saying that a bunch of neo-Nazis that had that same mask were posting on 4chan, mm-hmm. watch out for something in Texas, mm-hmm. and then the shooting happens. We'll get into that in a second. But I also want to go into that with this story that kind of went uncovered. The night before November 4th, the anti-Trump protest that wasn't, there were people at the University of Texas dressed as basically what you would expect Antifa to be dressed as, faces covered, everything, holding torches, protecting a Confederate monument.
What?
Yeah. No one actually heard about this. Guys, I'm sure you can pull this story up too. November 3rd night, the night before November 4th, a bunch of people went and got torches and were protecting a Confederate monument.
On UT campus?
On UT campus. Now, some people theorized that was actually Antifa members pretending to be white supremacists, mm-hmm. so that they can continue their scarecrow, continue their red herring of who they want to attack and who they want to blame for everything, which is why I got reminded of that mm-hmm. when you pulled this story up.
Well, right, because whenever I see anything that's coming from neo-Nazi groups or KKK or whatever, we already know that those groups have been deeply infiltrated by the CIA, FBI. So a lot of times when you see that stuff, you know that they could be using, that they could just be getting a dupe to do their dirty work for them.
Exactly.
But
see that all the time.
Yeah. And then of course, why would you post that on 4chan? And it's almost like, you know, CIA, these type of groups, they know that people go to 4chan and scrub through and then see if they can put all the clues together. Not saying there aren't some real things that happen there, but also it's such an easy way to bait someone into things. So here's the post. You see, watch the news for Texas tomorrow. Something big is coming. And then I guess depending on where you are, time zone wise, it was either posted Saturday, the 4th of November, which means tomorrow would have been Sunday. Other people's screenshots show it was on a late night on Friday. So they're saying, well, they could have been talking about Antifa and like that they were going to counter protest there, or if it could have been, you know, I mean, I don't know why they would specifically point out Texas, but it's just sort of interesting that it's that picture with those people with the skull masks on, and they're pointing out how this, the shooter, Devin Kelly, had a white mask, a white skull mask on when they saw him at the gas station across the street from the church. So, coincidence? You know, I just thought that was something very interesting.
What are the odds
not really
that,
hearing about?
What are the odds that just like what we saw in the Las Vegas attack where someone goes on 4chan and Reddit, I forget which one, posts randomly, hey, there's going to be a big attack in Vegas.
Right.
You know, get ready. Big attack in Vegas coming. Then it happens. And then this same deal pretty much.
Right. Well, and people also point out that that particular neo-Nazi group has some ties to a Salafist Islam. Where they were saying Omar Mateen's a hero and stuff, because it's just like Hitler kind of joined with Islam as well because they had the common enemy. They had common goals.
Right. So that's
here,
key. Here
you have, you know, this neo-Nazi group and they have different chapters in Florida and other places. They're one of their big members who was arrested in Florida. You know, they were saying Omar Mateen and Islam and all that because they hate Jews. So they have a similar common foe there. And so they can join those ideologies because it's all against taking down a particular state or whatever. So just sort of interesting. Something else that I wanted to point out I think is really interesting, the way that we're hearing about the Texas hero shooter who was able to actually take down the Texas church gunman. Now, they're constantly telling you exactly what kind of assault rifle was used to shoot up this church. But in every story, they're only reporting that this guy, Stephen Williford, the one that actually, he's just a plumber, just a normal neighborhood guy. He's just a plumber, but he's actually an excellent shot. And that when he was given the opportunity, he did not hesitate and he hit the gunman through a gap in his body armor. But they only say that he went and grabbed his rifle. The Daily Beast reports that it was a shotgun, so specifically a shotgun. But actually, he used an AR-style rifle. to take out the
Well, that
Texas
just shows you,
shooter.
Who'd so you say it was Daily Beast or BuzzFeed? Who'd you say it was?
Daily Beast is calling it a shotgun, or they only say a rifle. He pulled out his rifle. So, you know, people who really aren't familiar with guns, they'll just think, you know, a shotgun, you know, like you see in the cowboys have, right? Not an assault rifle, a big, scary, black assault rifle. So on the one hand, they want to paint that the Texas church shooter had this scary assault rifle, and on the other hand, the guy just had a regular old shotgun. But it was actually that matched the firepower, which is why he was
able to
get
a precise shot through the body.
Yeah,
they don't want to admit why, you know, an AR-15 might be a valuable thing to have. That's what they want to take.
Exactly. They matched firepower. They were both using an AR-style rifle. I've shot one myself. It's much easier to use. It's more accurate. It's
hardly any kickback.
Right. And so, but they're not, the Daily Caller is reporting it, but they're not explaining that, how that was kind of matched up in the media. They're just, because they want to paint these assault rifles as these huge, scary guns, but not, in the same instance, not explaining how the same style gun, when used by a hero, was able to stop this man from committing even more atrocity, because obviously the people that he perhaps was having his original domestic beef with when he went to this church, they weren't even in church that day. So who knows? He was speeding off to go find who he was originally
after. I think it was just the grandmother or something was in the church.
Grandmother,
yeah,
right.
So, yeah, that's an interesting point. Was he trying to flee the scene to go find the rest of the family?
It could have been much worse.
And attack them because they weren't at church that day. That's an interesting point. He thinks they'll all be at church as they normally are, perhaps.
Well, the video that apparently the officials have seen, because, you know, there's posts at the church where they take video of their weekly sermons. So they have video, and he's just walking slowly up the aisle, shooting down the pews. He goes up to the front. He takes a look. He pauses, and then he goes back down, and it's just shooting anyone who's trying to climb, you know, crawl out of the pews. So he's probably thinking like, oh wow, they're not even in here. I'm gonna get out. And then he flees. And so, you know, these two local heroes, again, the cops weren't able to get there. These local heroes were able to apprehend this man and stop something further.
And this is why the left is gonna continue to lose politically, because they already came out immediately after the attack, blamed the guns, said we need more gun legislation. Then the story comes out, if it wasn't for the good guy with the gun, he could have done more damage. So the American people are going to see that. They're going to know that. And this is just going to be at the end of the day, another reason why the left is losing politically.
Well, and they're trying to get regulations for things that already exist.
Yeah.
The guy, he couldn't have even had a gun as being someone.
Yeah, he cracked his kid's skull. That should be a felony.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so what the heck? He shouldn't have had a gun to begin with. All right, Leanne McAdoo, thanks for joining us. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win. And with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
My fellow freedom lovers, Alex Jones here with a very important message. Secret 12, 40% off the best vitamin B12 out there from our research. Take it under the tongue. Simply amazing. That sale is continuing. Supermel Vitality for stamina, libido, energy. That's 30% off. That's continuing. And the other really, really good news is that, yes, we're having to end the sale of 50% off on Anthroplex, but DNA Force, after almost 4 months out of stock, is back in stock. 25% off our flagship product. Also, Biome Defense, the great probiotic, that is 25% off as well. So a lot of things are selling out, but a lot of things are still at record sales. Like Silver Bullet, super high quality colloidal silver, is still 50% off. And there's other sales that are still going, but they're all about to end. Whether it's DNA Force, or whether it's Silver Bullet, it's all available right now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic. And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. InfoWars is now live broadcasting 10 hours a day. That's what the people wanted. That's what the people got. And it's all thanks to you going to InfoWarsStore.com and supporting us with all the great products that we have there. Folks, we have some great specials running right now. How about BrainForce Plus? Still 50% off while supplies last. That's not going to last much longer. I know we've been saying that, but now we're actually running out of supply. So if you want to get BrainForce before it runs out, be sure to get to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of the 50% off special. Take advantage of the auto ship, which gives you an additional 10% off, and you will not regret it. Other specials include 50% off Silver Bullet, 40% off Secret 12 Vitamin B12, 40% off Survival Shield X2, and 30% off Super Male Vitality. And right now, with Emmerich's Essentials, which is our product line of household products, shampoo, body lotion, mouthwash, sunscreen, bug spray, deodorant. Specifically, though, right now, you can get an additional 10% off Emmerich's Essentials deodorant with promo code No Sweat. So again, we have household products, all natural organic products without the toxic chemicals in them for you and your family. And if you purchase the deodorant, be sure to enter coupon code No Sweat at the end of your purchase in the coupon code section, No Sweat, and you will receive an additional 10% off. Let's check out the t-shirts real quick before we get back to some news. Because we actually just launched a ton of new t-shirts at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the popular one that is limited time only is the anti-fascist, anti-communist shirt. So this is the one that's limited time. This is the one that's selling like hotcakes. This is also the one that's 30% off. This is the one featured in the InfoWar Dogs videos. This is the one featured when I went out this weekend, Full Metal Jacket style, with my anti-fascist, anti-communist t-shirt on. And you're going to want to get this, folks, before it sells out. Trust me on that, and it will sell out. And then we've got all kinds of other t-shirts available, so be sure to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the entire store, folks. Hats, t-shirts, flags, water bottles, water filtration, air filtration, all kinds of supplements, coffee. You will find something for you, your family, and friends at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure to check it out. All right, Jamie White of InfoWars.com. Do we have the clip, guys? Wrote this story today. Democrat lawmaker demands Twitter censor InfoWars. I mean, you can't defeat us with logic and reasoning and facts and a philosophical intellectual debate, so just shut us down. Here is that nitwit, Mike Quigley.
Let's look at unpaid content for a second. Sometimes these fake accounts are pulled down, but the fake story takes the false claims of widespread voter fraud.
Pause it right there. Guys, pull him back up here. Could you just pull him back up? I want to do a little public service announcement for this guy. Folks, if you could actually contact, if you live in Mike Quigley's district of Illinois, if you could contact any barbers or any hair salons or just anyone that could help him do something with that hair, I think that would go a long way for Mike Quigley. Maybe that's a rug. All right, go on with Mike Quigley, folks. Dude, he needs a makeover with this hair. That's terrible stuff.
By these accounts have spread thousands and thousands of times, often picked up by legitimate news accounts. What do you do to flag that? What do you sense is your responsibility?
What does that even mean, legitimate news accounts?
Before any of you answer, let me just note this, that if we're asking is, are we still in this situation? As of just a short time ago, and I'm talking about when this meeting started.
I think he rubbed a balloon on his head before this.
If you clicked on the hashtag NYC terrorist attack, which is, quote, trending, marked with a red button saying, quote, live, the top tweet links to an InfoWars story with the headline, Imam, I warned de Blasio about New York City of terror. He was too busy bashing Trump. This is a real-time example of
sounds
when we
like
talk about
sense.
This information being weaponized. How quickly can you act, and what's your responsibility?
Hold on. Pause it right there. Quigley, Earth to Quigley. Hello? Hello, Quigley. Is anybody home? Is anybody home, Quigley? The guy shouted Allahu Akbar and ran people over. Did he miss that bit of news? Did he forget that the New York police were actually investigating that mosque for this exact reason, but then it was controversial and they had to pull back? Did you know that they actually went to that person specifically and talked to him? And then because of political correctness, didn't do anything. Oh, Mike Quigley, InfoWars was actually right. You are the fake news, Mike Quigley. All right, let's hear him call for censorship now.
The record straight so that the people who saw this know that it's fake news. And at least at some point in time, it can't keep spreading like some sort of virus through the legitimate world.
Except it's not fake news.
That's something we're thinking about all the time because it's a bad user experience and we don't want to be known as a platform for that. In your example, for instance, the system self-corrected. That shouldn't be the first tweet you see anymore. It should be a USA article.
So I'm assuming this guy's from Twitter.
But you saw this.
USA Today. At lunch, I did.
So there it is. Pause it right there. So there it is. They just admitted their political agenda. Yes, we're sorry. We know we have to censor InfoWars. We know we have to stick them to the bottom of the barrel. We know that we cannot let people see this. We're sorry. They're just so powerful. They just beat our algorithms. They have so many followers. People love them so much, and they're so good at what they do. We just can't do it. There's nothing we can do. We tried. We want to get the USA Today fake news story ahead of InfoWars real news, but they're just bigger than our They're bigger than our algorithms. We don't know what to do. We can't outright censor them unless they're Roger Stone or Milo Yiannopoulos, but we'll come for all of them soon. But we just, you know, we're just trying to bury InfoWars right now, and we'll make sure that we get the USA Today stories out there first. But see, they don't actually address actual fake news, like people putting up a fake picture of Melania Trump with a thong on when she's at an event, and then that gets shared over 20,000 times, and then everybody thinks it's true, even though it's literally a Photoshopped picture. So you notice how that's not their beef. Their beef isn't actually made up stuff. It's fearless people who go into the news industry and buck the fake news. Is there any more of that? Let's go to the rest of that.
And I
is there
also any more saw of that, guys? System correct it.
Okay, we got to correct it. InfoWars is too popular.
Good guess on how long it was top.
We can follow up with you and your staff on that. And I need to know how much time
InfoWars spent at the top.
Earlier, trying to balance, you know, free speech with making the information you see on the system, especially around trends that we direct you to. So if you're clicking on a hashtag.
Oh, you're directing people to the trends that you control.
Accounts and accurate information and reporting.
This guy, Sean Edgett from Twitter, is literally up here admitting how they control their content. Yeah, go ahead. Is that the whole thing? So that guy literally just... So again, InfoWars is proven right. So that's why they want to censor InfoWars. So InfoWars tells you the truth about prior activity before the New York City terrorist attack where the guy yelled Allahu Akbar and ran people over. InfoWars had the truth there. And then they want to censor InfoWars from telling you the truth. They want to push the USA Today on you. They want to control the trends. They want to control what you see. They want to bury InfoWars. They want to do something about fake news. But real fake news, they never actually address actual fake news. They just attack us because we're so powerful. So I'm actually honored that Twitter is trying to censor us. Thank you. Thank you. We are that good. We are literally that good.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high-quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room, InfoWars.com/show.
All right, final segment here on the War Room. Let's try to clear out some of these news stories. I was almost crying in laughter at a tweet I just read from Joy Reid. We'll have the crew bring that to me in a second. We'll all have a good laugh at liberals here in the final segment. But let's get serious for a second here. Dallas man arrested at White House after alleged threats. The Secret Service says a Dallas man has been arrested at the White House after he reportedly traveled to Washington intending to kill all white police. Now, the name is not in this story. Oh, yeah, it is. Here it is. Michael Arega. I don't know anything about this guy right now. This just came across my pipeline. But Secret Service has arrested him. Apparently, he was posting on social media about how he wanted to kill all white police, kill all white executives, etc., etc. Traveled to Washington, D.C. to apparently do that. Secret Service caught wind of it and shut it down. Great work by Secret Service. This is going to be an interesting one. For multiple reasons. One, again, you're seeing more racism against white people now that nobody wants to say exists. Two, this comes right on the heels of the 4chan campaign where you post a flyer on your college campus that says it's okay to be white. But what I think will be interesting about this, just for my own curiosity to try to analyze this from a psychological perspective, I wonder who Michael Arega is. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a white man. Because from what I see, most of the white racism comes from white people. So this should be interesting. Is this a poor brainwashed individual who has been so indoctrinated into hating the white man that he hates himself? Or will this be someone who is not white, and then all of a sudden you're wondering, will the media report on a minority that hates white people? So you've got that angle. So, again, this just broke right when we went on air. It just came across my pipeline. But Secret Service arrest Michael Arega, apparently threatening to kill all white police on social media. And Secret Service and the police have that situation under control. Now, back to the fake news deal here. All right, guys, we'll go into a bit of a news blitz mode. We got another story coming in here. But this Democrat lawmaker, Michael Quigley, goes on the floor of government and says that we need to censor InfoWars, mentioning fake news. Do you guys, again, let's recall what just happened. You want to talk about fake news? President Trump feeds a bunch of koi fish in Japan, and they literally edit the pictures, edit the video, edit the whole thing, and then give you a fake news story to demonize President Trump. So let's talk about fake news. Let's actually, you want to talk about fake news? Mike Quigley from Illinois, Democrat. Does the D stand for, I'm not even going to make that joke. Family show. Are you going to call out fake news CNN for making up a story about, how Trump fed the koi fish? I'm waiting for Michael Quigley to go on the Hill and say fake news CNN needs to be censored. Can't wait for that. I guess I'll be waiting until I die because that'll never happen. Now this is classic, folks. Joy Reid tweets this out. Oh my gosh. This woman is nuttier than a squirrel turd. Americans are living like packs of warlords with heavily armed people everywhere. What is she talking about? Any one of whom can kill dozens at will. This is insane. No, you're insane. You are the insane one, Joy Reid. And then she's basically saying that we're all warlords. We're all warlords now, according to Joy Reid. And the NRA has decreed that the answer is more warlords hoarding more guns like little private armies. Oh, you mean like militias that created this country and fought against the British Empire? You mean like that? The NRA ethos is that everyone is your enemy. No, no. The ethos is that you have a right to bear arms. So she's wrong on that. Every tribe is your enemy, and you need to be prepared to kill a lot of people all the time. What civilized country, what country not currently being invaded or facing war on its shores behaves like this? Wow. I'm going to try to boil this all down. All right. Let's start at the beginning here. First, she talks about heavily armed people everywhere that could kill dozens at will. No, that's the entire point. See, a group of unarmed people in a church just got killed at will. You understand? If someone there had a firearm, they wouldn't have been killed at will. So, you're completely wrong on that. Then, to sit here and say that the NRA claims that everyone is your enemy and you have to be ready to kill a lot of people at all times, are these people really that far from reality? I mean, that's the real question you have to ask. Are these people really that far from reality? And then she stretches it to the farthest point of lunacy, and says, what country not currently being invaded or facing war on its shores behaves like that? That's the entire point, you idiot! That's why we don't get invaded! That's why people don't come to our shores! That's why people don't go to an NRA event or a gun show and shoot it up! Joy Ann Reid, a host on MSNBC. MSNBC, the lowest IQ in news. All right, let's see what we didn't get here. Let's do a little news blitz here before we sign out. Kevin Spacey has just entered the same sex addiction rehab program as Harvey Weinstein. I kind of got a little chuckle out of this. I have a feeling that soon all of these sex addiction clinics are literally going to be flooded with Hollywood white men. So it's going to become a new Hollywood boys club. In these sex addict, places. Michael McKean's grotesque response to Texas, they had the prayers shot right out of him. Yeah, let's just show you how foaming at the mouth disgusting leftists really are. So, Paul Ryan tweets out, reports out of Texas devastating, the people of Sutherland Springs need our prayers right now. Michael Ian Black, an avowed leftist, says, your effing prayers didn't prevent this, and they won't prevent the next one, you cowardly POS. Unless it's a Muslim terror attack, then all you do is hashtag pray for that. The murdered victims were in a church. If prayers did anything, they'd still be alive, you worthless sack of crap. That's nice. That's a nice way to respond. And then, of course, Michael McKean says they had the prayers shot right out of them. Nice, just nice loving liberals. You know, nice tolerant, loving, you know, clearly have a soul, a good sense of not being insensitive. Here's one. I always love these stories. These are always the best. Stanford hiring administration to teach professors about implicit bias. Now, can you imagine? You want to talk about implicit bias? The real implicit bias is whoever thinks that they are so beyond reproach that they could teach you about implicit bias. So this is the funny thing. So you're telling me that you have to put someone in the position that inherently has implicit bias, that they're better than you, to tell you about your implicit bias. So you have to find someone with the smug, arrogant, implicit bias to sit there at the Stanford University in Medicine to tell you about your implicit bias and your microaggressions. That is higher education at the Stanford University of Medicine. So now you have...
Hello. My name is Professor Mahogany. Ha-hogany. Ha. You emphasize the ha. And I am in charge of implicit bias. So if you have any implicit bias, you better tell me now, because I will find out.
Mumps makes a comeback, even among the vaccinated. Oh, the vaccines don't work. Shocking. Housing boom creates homeless crisis on West Coast. Yeah, wait, I thought California and all the leftists and Washington and everywhere out there, they were going to take care of the poor, make sure that the poor got all the money from the rich. They're the Robin Hoods in government. No, homelessness is on the rise in California and in Washington, D.C. In fact, if you want to be honest, the homeless bums pretty much run San Francisco. If you're a nice, you know, white male in a suit and tie and you go defecate on the streets of San Francisco, you might get arrested. But if you're a homeless bum, then you're probably okay. Millennials are ready to get rid of capitalism. Thanks, higher education. The NFL protests continue even during the salute to service. These people really hate the country, folks. You stay classy, Info Warriors.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
At least 26 people were killed and 20 wounded when a gunman opened fire inside a church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. And of course, both left and right immediately began blaming the massacre on their own respective enemies by conflating it with all white people, all left-wingers, all right-wingers, all atheists, whoever they hate the most. Now, hands up. I've been at fault for that in the past, too. But let's be honest. It's not only callous. It's just incredibly tedious at this point. But by the same token, the need need to understand the motives and factors behind the attack serves two purposes. One, it gives us some clues to try to prevent it from happening again. And two, it at least offers some explanation, however twisted, of why it happened, which is also a psychological coping mechanism that humans crave after every senseless incident like this. So what do we know about the motive at this point? The gunman was a committed atheist who bothered his friends on Facebook by incessantly calling Christians stupid. And that doesn't mean all atheists bear responsibility. Just as the blame for Dylan Roof's massacre shouldn't have been put on all white people or all Christians, as many did. But what it does mean is that this could have been an anti-Christian hate crime. Imagine this, an Islamophobe relentlessly posts on Facebook about how stupid Muslims are, then goes and shoots up a mosque, massacring 26 Muslims. Would the media say his motive was a mystery? No! If it was just a personal dispute, why try to slaughter everyone in the church? Now, it may come out that there was a personal motive, but if they come out and claim it had nothing to do with his hatred of Christians, it's gonna look very odd. What role, if any, did mind-altering SSRI drugs play in this massacre? Medication that creates a disassociative mood that puts people in an emotionally dead, trance-like state. Remember, the significant majority of mass shooters in the US have been on SSRI drugs. But the media never wants to talk about it because pharmaceutical giants who produce drugs like Zoloft, Prozac and Paxil spend around $2.4 billion on direct-to-consumer television advertising every single year. The reaction to the shooting from the alt-left was, of course, completely predictable. They labeled the NRA a terrorist group despite no mass shooting having ever been carried out by an NRA member. They blamed the Second Amendment and gun owners despite the fact that it was a responsible armed citizen who stopped the attack. They blamed all white people, despite the fact that white people are actually underrepresented in mass shootings. They were also angry at me because Google linked to some of my tweets. Right, so 26 people have just been slaughtered, and your first concern is who's getting the most traffic to their tweets. And speaking of tweets, some of them were almost as soul-crushingly depraved as the attack itself.
The murdered victims were in a church. If prayers did anything, they'd be alive, you worthless sack of s***.
Right, so your gut reaction to 26 Christians being massacred is to insult Christians and Christianity. That's horrible.
Sutherland Springs is in rural Texas. These were all likely 45 voters. This is karma in action. Good riddance.
Oh, and the children who died?
You gotta crack eggs to make an omelette.
No words. Just no words.
Innocent people go to church on Sunday to honor their God and while doing so get shot and killed. What country? America. Why? Republicans!
Statistically, 72% of the victims were Republicans. Probably more. So hashtag not all Muslims are to blame for terror, but all Republicans are to blame for one guy shooting up a church full of most Republicans. James T. Hodgkinson, a Democrat, just tried to massacre a bunch of Republicans 5 months ago. They were still removing the dead bodies from the church when she tweeted that. Let that sink in.
Don't worry, everybody. It was a white man who slaughtered half the church in Texas. That means everything's just fine. No terrorism.
First off, if your response to the slaughter of 26 white people is to get on Twitter and spew anti-white racism, take a serious look in the friggin' mirror. And if he did it because he hated Christians, then it was terrorism, you relentless prick. Terrorism is based on motive, not skin colour. How many times do I have to say it? Let's be honest here, the West in general has a massive problem with Islamic terrorism. America has a massive problem with mass shootings, and people downplay or exaggerate one or the other based on their politics. Why can't we just acknowledge that both are a huge problem? And whereas with Islamic terrorists, the attackers are motivated by the promise of a glorious afterlife, domestic mass shooters seem to be motivated by the belief that there is no afterlife. They're bathed in a culture that exalts narcissism and the idea that anyone can achieve instant fame, and that fame is all that matters. Not through
all right,
talent
folks,
or
that's
hard work.
Paul Joseph Watson. You can find the entire video report at Infowars.com and the Real Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Up next, Roger Stone. You don't want to miss it.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the BioPQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high quality
probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Is the War Room.
Welcome. You're at the War Room. Roger Stone with my colleague Owen Scheuer. First of all, our warmest best wishes and a get well message to Senator Rand Paul. Senator Rand Paul was savagely attacked by an intruder in his own home. Very little more is known about that attack on a United States senator. Now, Rand Paul is without question the highest ranking liberty-oriented enemy of the deep state, critic of the deep state in American government. And this assault on him is alarming. We wish he and his wife, Kelly, Godspeed for their safety and for the recovery. Reportedly a ruptured lung, broken ribs. These are serious problems. So, facts coming a little later, early reports minimized the senator's injuries. So we wish the senator the very best. Washington has been shaken this week by Donna Brazile, the veteran African-American Democratic Party activist who chaired Al Gore's campaign for president and who would later chair the DNC in the lurch after Deborah Wasserman Schultz became too hot when her emails leaked through WikiLeaks, first revealing the effort by the Clintons to have the DNC cheat to the benefit of Senator Hillary Clinton, or I should say former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and Senator Bernie Sanders. What is not known is why Bernie Sanders would go on to endorse Hillary. Indeed, 3 out of every 10 Sanders voters ended up with Donald Trump on the basis of a commonality regarding trade and war and peace issues. In a way, both Sanders and Trump were outsiders, and Trump needed to pick up among these progressive voters who recognized that Hillary was a crony capitalist who offered only more of the same. We also know that Bernie Sanders, to the surprise of many, because he clearly knew about the cheating of the DNC, would go on to quietly endorse Hillary. We now know that Senator Sanders and his wife formed a media placement firm which quite legally placed the advertising for much of the senator's whirlwind multi-million dollar but grassroots progressive campaign for president. I stress that none of this is illegal, but all of it is very enriching, which can be very disillusioning when one's supporters are socialists, but you are clearly engaging in rampant capitalism. This explains why the Sanders have been able to buy palatial vacation homes in several locations. You old socialist Jew, Bernie. In any event, Brazil has rocked the political world when she said that she feared for her own life after the assassination of Seth Rich. She admits in her book to drawing the shades, worrying about whether she was being surveilled by the same people who did Seth Rich in. Now, one only need to go to the stunning interview with Julian Assange, in which he is asked repeatedly about Seth Rich and sources. And he goes out of his way to say 3 times that Sources for WikiLeaks are in great danger for their lives. And at the end of the interview, he, after avoiding the direct question of whether Mr. Rich was a source, he posts a $25,000 reward for information that leads to the apprehension of whoever it was who murdered Mr. Rich. If Assange was not saying that Rich was his source of the DNC documents, what was he saying? All of this is quite clear to me. I want to point out that now is a superb time for you to recognize that we here at InfoWars don't have the luxury of multi-billion dollar backstage globalist financiers and hedge fund managers writing us fat checks to further their and our political agenda. We are essentially listener financed by your going to the InfoWars.com store, where I want to point out that the Clinton's war on women, the definitive data dump on the Clinton dynasty that tries today, even today, to claw their way back, is on this site at a terrific price. This is the definitive story of the Clintons. And while you're there, 50% off Brain Force, this is a product that I myself find gives mental clarity, mental energy, kinds of helps you organize your mental thinking. It is unthinkable that I would do the War Room without popping a couple capsules a couple hours ago to get focused. So I don't know how Alex Jones does these prices. I don't know how he slashes this deep, but when I ask him, he says volume and the Info Warriors, this stuff is moving. Now, you want to go to the auto ship program, which I think makes a lot of sense. You not only lock in a great price, but you never run out. The thing about these all-natural supplements is that they build up over time. Do not take beyond the recommended dosage, by the way. Many people in the community think that if a little is good, more is better. Take the recommended dose when there is one, and you will see why literally thousands of people have posted testimonials over these products. Alex Jones is very rigorous about this. There's nothing that goes up on this site that is not only fully tested, but the best of the genre. Super Male Vitality is superior to every male formula out there. Michael Zimmerman personally swears by this in a mix with Anthroplex, which is also up today at an extraordinarily discounted price. And the synergy of these products for any man is, I think, extraordinary. A high concentration of zinc here, which ups the immunity and is good for a man's internal plumbing. So I strongly recommend these products to keep us moving forward. We are the tip of the spear. We don't have a Soros who's going to fund this, folks. And Alex Jones walked me through the new studio in construction when I was in Austin last week. And I must tell you, it is going to be state of the art. It's an expansion like you have never seen. Even the new backdrop on the Alex Jones show in vital blue, Alex loved the shot so much, I think we froze it. The expansion is extraordinary. And this programming to 10 hours a day of live programming and the many voices of InfoWars, including David Knight in the mornings with the news, which I did when I was in Austin last week. It is extraordinary that this expansion is going forward because we broke so many stories in the last month. I mean, we were the one who identified Paul Singer as the funder of the secret dossier. We were the ones who broke the story of the JFK documents being declassified again and again. Now we have predicted that the next move in Saudi Arabia will be when the young new heir apparent prince cracks down on the most radical Islamics inside the mosques in a military strike. So stay tuned. You're at the War Room. We're going to talk about what's going on in Saudi. We're going to talk about the president's trip to Asia. We're going to talk about Wilbur Ross and the move for a 25th Amendment play on Trump. We're going to talk about Mr. Mueller, the special prosecutor, all of it right here on The War Room. I'm Roger Stone. Owen Scheuer riding shotgun with me, and we'll be right back.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high-quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. My fellow freedom lovers, Alex Jones here with a very important message. Secret 12, 40% off the best vitamin B12 out there from our research. Take it under the tongue. Simply amazing. That sale is continuing. Supermel Vitality for stamina, libido, energy. That's 30% off. That's continuing. And the other really, really good news is that, yes, we're having to end the sale of 50% off on Anthroplex, but DNA Force, after almost 4 months out of stock, is back in stock. 25% off our flagship product. Also, Biome Defense, the great probiotic, that is 25% off as well. So a lot of things are selling out, but a lot of things are still at record sales. Like Silver Bullet, super high quality colloidal silver, is still 50% off. And there's other sales that are still going, but they're all about to end. Whether it's DNA Force or whether it's Silver Bullet, it's all available right now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're in the War Room, still riding shotgun with us, my colleague Owen Scheuer. I broke in last night, went immediately to InfoWars with a late special report indicating the upheaval in Saudi Arabia as a consolidation of power, essentially a purge by the heir apparent son of the current ruler, Mohammed bin Salman. Salman is a ruthless hardliner, and this is party housekeeping. Out are the old guard, who were particularly well connected in the Bush era, rival princes, other heavy-duty financiers, including the well-known prince, Sheikh, I should say, Awit bin Talah, who is, of course, the majority shareholder and partner of Rupert Murdoch at Fox News. Mr. Awit bin Talal has been an outspoken critic of Donald Trump, has many, many deep corporate connections and investments in the United States, functioning as a billionaire investor. Sources tell InfoWars that the new de facto leader's next plan is to use the military to strike and enter the mosques to round up and probably liquidate the most radical Islamic clerics there, who the regime believes are plotting with Iran. At the same time, the new leader consolidates power. It's interesting that Donald Trump had tangled with Awit bin Talal during the campaign, calling him the dopey prince, as you see there on your screen. The other piece of intrigue, as the president moves his way across Asia, is order of his agenda there. CNN got caught purposely red-handed, making it appear that while feeding koi fish with the president of Japan, a symbolic act, Trump became impatient and dumped his entire box of fish food into the pond. What they didn't show is the president merely followed suit after his Japanese leader did the exact same thing. So they get caught in an act of more fake news. This is the kind of symbolic act that presidents go through, and you can see the president is doing it with a bonhomie and a wistful attitude. This is part of the stagecraft, the statecraft of any political trip. But CNN, of course, edits this to make the president look bad, because CNN is fake news. Unfortunately, recently, my saying so on my Twitter feed have made me another martyr in the fight in which I join Milo and others, where the liberal intelligentsia and the tech left seek to strangle my First Amendment rights. For reasons that are beyond me, imbeciles like Keith Olbermann are allowed to drop the F-bomb with a plume. Their insults often reach the level of harassment under their own wackadoodle guidelines. So why his Twitter feed remains and why mine has been suspended is a matter that I guess we'll learn more about in the federal courts. I've been very heartened by the number of not only high-powered telecommunications attorneys interested in taking what they see as a very valid case, some deep pockets competitors to these folks who are certainly interested in underwriting a lawsuit on the merits. There are First Amendment issues. There are antitrust issues and so on. So you can still follow my antics here at InfoWars, of course, where we post all of our best videos and our breaking news reports. And you can go to the Stone Cold Truth at Facebook or the Twitter feed. While it is not my feed, it is controlled by people who cover my exploits extensively. It is also important to note that as the president moves to Asia, there is still a sticking point in the ointment, and that is the repeated request by the Chinese leader for the extradition of a Chinese criminal named Miles Kwok, who is a former Chinese intelligence agent who spied in this country, most likely was flipped, and has committed enormous financial crimes in China. We know that the President Xi brought this up at Mar-a-Lago. It was brought up again on the margins at the G20 conference. And it is sure to come up when the president sits with the Chinese. We know that Dr. Henry Kissinger himself has carried a message from the Chinese, who he knows well, to the president, and that the president has assured the Chinese that that consistent with U.S. law, Mr. Kwok, who was a bundler for Hillary Clinton and seems to be very closely affiliated with some radical Islamic interests, would be extradited according to the law. He is not in the United States legally. He is currently seeking asylum here. So this has risen to the point where I'm told it can be an impediment to the cooperation between China and the United States on North Korea. Now, the president has already achieved extraordinary progress with the Chinese, who have been more than malleable in letting the little rocket man know that if he attacks the United States, he's on his own and that they will not be on his side. They're most likely be on the other side, our side. This is something Barack Obama could not do by threatening them. I think Donald Trump has said to them, look, stop manipulating our currency. Stop stealing our technology. Stop these one-sided trade deals. Let's do trade deals that are good for both of us. We'll both prosper. Our countries will get richer together, and you can come in out of the cold. I think the Chinese are responding to Donald Trumpian deal-making. It is only democracy and capitalism that has saved their economy at this point anyway, at least an approximation of it, because communism does not work, and even the Chinese know that. You're here on The War Room. I'm Roger Stone, and we have so much more to talk about. I'll be back right in a moment at The War Room.
On the phone, long, long distance, always through such strong resistance.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life.
Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Roger Stone. Watch the live stream
right now
at InfoWars.com/show.
I'm Roger Stone, back again on The War Room with my colleague Owen Scheuer. Owen, did you see the stories regarding the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, a thought to be a true Trump loyalist?
Well, I'm not sure what stories you're alluding to. If you're alluding to the Paradise Papers, then I've got a stack of that right now, but I'm not sure if that's what you're alluding to right now, Roger.
Well, I think it emanates, from those very papers. The New York Times alleges that Wilbur Ross, who is a billionaire investor, friend of Donald Trump's, who serves quite ably as his Secretary of Commerce. Here is a cabinet member who was actually for Donald Trump. It's almost a miracle. But it is alleged that he had certain Russian holdings. It does not absolutely clear that he was aware of this or that he was manipulating them. It is intimated that he hid them. Why now? The answer to this is what I still believe is something that is entertained by the power elite and very much in their plans, a 25th Amendment play against this president. Notice that you have Senator Corker from Tennessee constantly questioning the president's mental stability and fitness. This goes back to predictions I made on the Alex Jones show. They are going to try to make the case somehow that he is non compos mentis. And the 25th Amendment requires the support of majority of the cabinet plus the vice president. Let's separate those questions for a moment if we can. I have begun an official scorecard on the cabinet in terms of who among the Trump cabinet are Bush quislings, or for some other reason could be cross-pressured into supporting the removal of the duly elected president. Wilbur Ross goes firmly in the catalog of those who would stick with the president through thick and thin, certainly since there is no substantial basis for a 25th Amendment takedown. I point out to you, and you may have seen this, Owen, on the Alex Jones show, both Jeb Bush and a U.S. senator I can't name, but one of the leading rhinos, told a high-powered Republican operative who I trust that Trump would be gone by December, early January at the latest. So something's definitely afoot.
So are you thinking that maybe there was a controlled release of these Paradise Papers in order to, on the back end, damn Wilbur Ross and ultimately damn the Trump cabinet back to this whole Russian collusion thing, that they've literally not been able to get anything? And again, the whole thing was for Trump, yet they can't get anything on Trump. They keep trying to dig up things on his cabinet. Are you thinking that, you know, we know that they're ultimately collapsing. Are you saying that they're now pulling out all the stops, including selling each other out to try to stump the Trump right now?
Well, look, I'm working on a major report on what I see as a 25th Amendment play here. Let's go to the question of the vice president. Mike Pence has been very circumspect and very supportive publicly of vice president. But we know from reporting this week that when the Billy Bush tape hit, he initially would not take Trump's phone calls, and he sent him a letter saying he didn't know what to do, but he didn't want to talk to him at that point. It is that point that I believe there was discussion with the Republican National Chairman, Reince Priebus, about Pence replacing Trump on the ticket. Let's be very clear. Donald Trump never had any intention of dropping out of the race. He's not a quitter. He's a fighter. He was pretty low. He realized that it was not helpful, this locker room talk, but he correctly made the point that this was a matter of words, his words, and Bill Clinton's deeds. He'd actually grabbed them by their private parts, as it might be said. So it didn't have the devastating impact on his candidacy it might have had. But it is interesting that the Clintons have, as you know, more recently tried to revive this meme without much success.
Well, it seems to me that the left is trying to cover all of their tracks and then essentially double back down on the establishment, this time being it Obama and Biden and not the Clintons, and trying to wage any sort of war they can to try to legitify searching for the Trump-Russia collusion for so long, spending all that money. We know that there's now a judicial watch request into the actual receipts of how much money is being spent on the Trump-Russia collusion investigation. But then on the insider end of it, Roger, you know, you've got Donna Brazile selling out the Clintons. You've got other media outlets saying the Clintons, it's time to just go away. So I'm thinking that they're trying to essentially put Humpty Dumpty back together again right now because they know that Trump is a total defeat of the establishment.
Look, I think Donna Brazile is an honorable woman. I've clashed with her, I've disagreed with her, but she's always been courteous and sportsmanlike, and I actually like her. I think she's an honest Democrat who cares about her party. She is known for her competence and her capability, which is why the party was forced to draw on her after Deborah Wasserman Schultz literally flamed out. And I point out to you in Brazil's book, she talks about the driver and the Escalade and the bodyguards and the entourage and the other perks paid for by the Democratic Party for Chairwoman Wasserman Schultz. I wonder if she declared any income tax on any of that activity. So I think that she is saying what a lot of professional Democrats think, Owen, which is We need to turn the page on the Clintons if we want to have any chance to come back as a party. Bill and Hillary Clinton are the penicillin-resistant syphilis of the American body politic. They're an infection. The voters have had it with them. Hillary exudes phoniness. She's not even capable of sounding minimally sincere. She is haughty, she's angry, she's bitter, she's scorned, and she thought she was entitled to this because it was her turn. And she was mortified by her defeat by this rookie nobody, Barack Obama, from out of left field. And she got humiliated a second time with the most brilliant salesman in American history, Donald J. Trump. Out-hustled, out-fought, out-worked, out-debated, and defeated. And they just cannot accept their crushing, ignominious defeat. This whole Russia inquiry, as you know, I believe is born out of revenge.
Yeah, it's a total nothing burger. It's a total, yeah, absolutely nothing to it. But it's amazing because Obama is actually getting a lot of the blame for the reason the Democrats went broke, which is the excuse as to why Hillary had to take over the party and then rig the campaign against Bernie. But I guess my question is, and I imagine the Democrats have already had to face this question, can the Democrat Party actually fundraising without the expert money laundering tactics, excuse me, the expert campaign fundraising tactics of the Clintons?
Yeah, they really can. I mean, Barack Obama, in all honesty, worked this like an organ, and he was able to build extraordinary mass-based, low-dollar fundraising, something other than he, only Donald Trump and Ronald Reagan have ever been able to do. The Democrats under the Clintons can raise all they need.
All right, that's Roger Stone. We got one more segment with Roger, so don't go anywhere. Me and Roger have matching ties on today. You know who else wore the blue tie today? President Trump.
You go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months because the ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high-quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from Globalist, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberalists. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Roger Stone, and you're right back at the right place. You're at the War Room here at InfoWars.com. When I was in Austin recently, I had the privilege of having an extraordinary steak dinner with the entire Jones family, and I noticed that Alex Jones's 15-year-old son had put on an extraordinary amount of muscle since I saw him only 6 months ago. I asked him what he attributed this to, and he told me that he was mixing caveman with a whey protein supplement to pack on the muscle, and he was working out hard, and let me tell you, it showed. He went from being a boy to a young man. It was most impressive. Now, caveman right now is at 16% off, was an extraordinary savings on this exclusive formula, which is really kind of like a building block. And when mixed in a shake with whey protein, any kind of high-quality protein drink, take your pick, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, whatever you like, is really extraordinary for, for a somebody who is working out hard in the gym and trying to pack on some muscle. I've been there. I still hit the gym 3 times a week. I just can't lift quite as heavy as I used to. So I recommend you go to the InfoWars.com store, take advantage of this and our other extraordinary specials. Brain Force at 50% off. This is now is the time to stock up. This is the must-have from the site, if you ask me. It really helps me get focused and organized for these shows. It gives me the mental energy to, not only turn out a print piece for InfoWars.com, but also to send you these special reports as we did yesterday on Donna Brazile. Donna Brazile, we now know, feared for her life after Seth Rich was assassinated. That means she knew that he had been assassinated for political reasons. An extraordinary turn of events. We also have what I think will turn out to be historic, and that is so much we have learned about these JFK documents, Owen. We now know that that many of the so-called conspiracy theories that were alleged were in fact true. We know that there was definitively now more than one shooter. We know that there was definitively a bullet hole in the windshield, which distracts from the cockamamie single bullet theory. we learn of the CIA's prior knowledge of and handling of Oswald. We know that the Oswald who shows up in Mexico City at the Soviet and Cuban consulate speaks broken Russian, yet the we are told repeatedly by the CIA and the FBI that Oswald's Russian is flawless. The man who went to Mexico City is noted in a memo by J. Edgar Hoover, who says another man is clearly using Oswald's identity. His words. He can be heard saying to the president that the man they have seen in Mexico City does not meet the physical description of Oswald. All of this learned from the recent data dump done at the direction of President Donald Trump under the JFK Records Act. Now, it's interesting that they threw in this salacious material on Dr. Martin Luther King, alleging orgies, alleging that he had an affair with the folk singer Joan Baez, which would have made Dr. King and Bob Dylan Eskimo brothers, but we're not going to go there. But it is extraordinary that they most likely throw in the salacious material to distract from the murder of a sitting president. We knew that J. Edgar Hoover was obsessed with King. We knew they were violating his civil rights with wiretaps. We knew they were obsessed with the fact that he had people with some communist connections in his entourage, but there was never any evidence that Dr. King was in fact an active communist. Strom Thurmond, were he alive today, would probably disagree with me. So would Jesse Helms, but I think they are wrong. It is Dr. King who thanked Vice President Richard Nixon for rounding up the votes to pass the 1958 Civil Rights Act when the Democrats bailed out on a proposal with most of the Southern barons refusing to stand up, of course, for civil rights. So it is through these document releases that we're beginning to get a more focused view of history. There you see then Congressman Jacob Javits over the corner, over the shoulder of Dr. Reed. Also next to him, George Meany of the AFL-CIO, I believe. There's President Johnson shaking Dr. King's hand. So it is extraordinary that what we have learned so far. Additionally, we learned that Congressman Lyndon Johnson, pre-congressman, was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. We know of a Surgeon General report that indicates that the president was shot from the front through the throat, a bullet wound, of course, that was obviated by the tracheotomy that was performed to conceal that real source of that wound. 13 doctors and nurses have now identified a blowout wound in the rear of JFK's head the size of a grapefruit, something that disappears by the time they get him to Bethesda Medical Center. So the conspiracy theories turn out to be conspiracy facts. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst. I'm a conspiracy realist. Yes, I doubt that what the government tells me every time is the truth. So what did you find most interesting about the JFK dump, Owen?
Well, you just highlighted a lot of it. The one thing that you didn't mention that I thought was very interesting and revealing as well, especially considering what we see in the media now, inside the documents, it was admitted that the government, the CIA, the FBI had implanted at least 40 people in the media, confirming what we found out from Operation Mockingbird, that the CIA implants people in the media. Some people say Anderson Cooper is the type of cutout that you would expect in the modern days for that. And, you know, back to the Martin Luther King thing. You know, it's interesting, Roger. You know, Martin Luther King, I believe it came out in a civil lawsuit that it was actually the government that murdered Martin Luther King. So it's just weird, the whole relationship there, why they would put this out there. But my question is, coming back to the JFK bombshell that really should be the story here, when will they rewrite the history books, Roger? When will young Americans learning American history be taught that there were multiple shooters in the JFK assassination? When will they be taught that the CIA had put people in the media to control the narrative? When will they be taught the real truth about that day? Are the history books ever going to be rewritten, or are we just going to kind of ignore that?
Well, the point is we are rewriting it even as we speak. The fact that we have this platform and we're able to document an alternative narrative to any event in history means that the tide is turning. See, the government cover-ups of all these major events, whether it's Iran-Contra, whether it's the JFK assassination, whether it's Watergate, whether it's the Bay of Pigs, whether it's the Iraq War, the key to all of this is a docile, monolithic mainstream media that doesn't report the truth. And when there were only three networks, and then later two fledging cable news networks, controlling the narrative was very simple. The advent of the internet and places like Infowars.com have led to a robust, vibrant alternative media and communications network in which millions of researchers can go online now and look at these documents and pick through them and find all kinds of nuggets that the government didn't tell us. I have a special report coming up on Wednesday on information uncovered about the Bay of Pigs. It was not as we were told by either the mainstream media or the CIA. And John Kennedy was unjustly blamed in that conflict, as new information will prove. So we are learning new things all the time. One thing we'd like you to learn is that we here have to depend on completely on listener and viewer support. We really need you to help us fuel the expansion of the studio here, the expanded program, the refinement of the War Room. Owen Scheuer and I are working very hard, but we can't do it without your financial support. So please, these prices are extraordinary. Whether it's Brain Force, Biome Defense, or DNA Force, these kind of deep discounts keep the resistance vibrant. Many thanks.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostagard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostagard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/